Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, Petty Bitches. Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victorian Secret.
Welcome aboard. Ahoy, mateys.
What's that about?
It's like the good ship Lollipop, I don't know.
And you're dressed in blue.
I am, yeah.
Like, are we in Below Deck all of a sudden?
Oh my God, we're going down, all right. What's going on? Yeah, I was only thinking about it the other day. I used to love a good stripe.
Honestly, can I be real? I didn't for two reasons. One, I was wearing a black and white stripy jumper. And
Pierre?
Someone screamed at me from the other side of the road. It was actually from H&M. I loved it. And they went, look, it's the hamburger. And I don't know where I was on my weight journey at that point, but it didn't sit well with me. So I would have said stripes.
You were more like the big purple thing. What was that one?
Grimace.
Yeah.
Grimace. No.
Grimace.
It's the hamburger. Between that and I didn't get the better of her. The time that I got the better of someone was when we were all in my old 206, a Peugeot 206, the convertible. I don't think we spoke about this on here. And me and Davina were in the front. Were you in the back?
No, I think I was in the front.
You were in the front, yeah. Right? Now, the back, there was no seats in the back.
It was a Peugeot 206 convertible.
Yeah.
So it was like when what used to be affectionately described as hairdresser's car. Yeah.
And I am 6'2" by drag, and I was too tall for this car.
Yeah.
My head, I used to have to kind of sit, slouched in it a bit.
It was like The Simpsons, are you laughing at me? You're the man in the tall car.
Yes. I was reversing out of a car park space, and a woman was going by and she goes,
no, Dave was in the back. That's what it was. He was sitting in the back. Now, I mean, he was cramped in the back.
Yeah.
The seat was like a half seat in the back.
Yeah. There was no real room. And he was kind of draped across it like a chaise longue more than anything else. And the woman goes, the roof was down because obviously the sun was out. We were
it wasn't down.
Was it not?
No, the window was down. Oh, my window was down.
Yeah. Anyway, so we were off we go. And this woman was walking by and goes, here, your friend's a bit squashed in the back. And quick as that, and I turned and I said, so's your bleeding face.
It was you. No, she said, she goes, oh, look at him, squashed in the back. And you go, so's your face.
It didn't even make sense.
But she was fucking raging.
Another time, I got terrible road rage, which is kind of half the reason I don't drive anymore. I was driving on the M50. And this woman was trying to just pull a fast one and get in front of me. And I hate that. I hate that. So then I wouldn't let her in. So she starts beeping. And then she gives me the middle finger. Oh. I rolled down the window. She rolled down the window. I said, if you're going to stick a finger up at me, at least stick a nail on it first. Oh.
That's a good one. The other day, actually, I had a full blown fight with a bus driver.
Oh, stop.
No, I was in great form. So it was the wrong day to catch me. So I was in great form and I was on my phone and I was sending emails. And I was kind of not thinking, but my bus stop is the first stop at the depot.
Okay. So it means when they say the time
is always
you're a lucky bitch.
I know. Very lucky. So
oh my God.
So no messing around. So I'm waiting there for the bus.
Yeah.
The bus comes along and was actually wasn't coming from the depot. It was another bus. And I was kind of like, I saw the bus come. So I just walked to the side of the path, like to get around the bus stops.
Yeah.
And two people get off the side door. So I'm just standing there and I'm looking at my phone and I go to get on the bus. So I realize the doors hadn't opened.
Okay.
And he's just staring at me through the hatch. And I'm standing there going, like hands out going,
can I get in?
Door, hello?
Yeah.
He's like just shouting at me through the thing. And I'm like, huh? Huh? And
oh, then, the front door wasn't working.
No, I was like, I thought something going on. I was like looking around, has it broken down?
Yeah.
And eventually he opens the door and he screams, you're supposed to stick out your hand if you want the bus to stop. And I said, but you were letting people off anyway. That's the back door. And I said, and this is the front door, right? And he goes, he was fucking raging. And I said, it's your job to stop and drive the bus.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is public transport. And he did not like that.
Yeah.
You're supposed to stick your hand out. And I said, you hate your job, don't you? I just said, you hate. And I just kept repeating, you hate your job. You hate your job. And all the people on the bus had laughed. And I said, oh, I said, I'd hate your job. I was like, oh, I just kept repeating over and over. He hates his job, everyone. Hates his job. And you're fucking going mad. And the more I was calm, because if I had been in bad mood, he would have got it.
He would have got it.
But I was like, I just kept saying, oh, that's brilliant. He hates his job.
That is brilliant.
It's good.
It's also
isn't it?
Very, what was that?
Passive aggressive.
Yeah, no, transmission. Remember that TV or that film with Colin Farrell and everyone had the Ronnie in it? Oh, okay. Well, it's very like pass remarkable. Like, but like, hates his job. Well,
if someone's so raging, I was just like, I would have fucking lost that normally, but I was just in such good, I was just so calm and I was like, hang on a second. I was like, I think I was so busy. I was distracted getting on the bus. So I was just like, oh, I don't care. I actually don't care.
Did he steal your joy?
No.
Oh, that's good.
No.
And you probably were smoking up
no,
that too.
No. Okay, so I did. I went upstairs and then I thought, God, he's raging. Like, yeah. I was like, I wonder, like, because it was like, he could have thrown me off the bus because he was so raging. Because I just wasn't raging. Uh-huh. And then I thought, will I take a photo of him when I'm getting off the bus?
Just annoy him more.
Because I thought that would really annoy him. You know, if I stopped and took a photo and I thought, you know what? He does hate his job. He does. I'm like, I'm not going to make his life even more worse. But I'd like, because normally I would have been like,
Yeah, he does. Okay, I have two more public transport stories for you. First was, I'm changing trains at Limerick Junction, right?
Changing now for Limerick Junction.
Oh, very bad. Alan
Hughes.
Yeah. So I get on and there's a man in my seat. Now, I picked this seat.
Oh, I hate that.
Because it was beside the bags and I want to be beside my drag.
Of course, yeah.
And there was a plug socket and I want to obviously plug in my phone.
Very wise.
He was supposed to get off at that stop. But even though he didn't know I was headed towards that seat, he couldn't take his face or his eyes off
me. You were in drag, were you?
I was just in face. And he was giving me kind of like, he was judging me.
How old?
Like 32. Mm-hmm. Judging me heavily.
Good looking?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Bit smelly as well.
Ooh. Bogger.
You could say that, yeah.
I just did.
So anyway, all of a sudden I see his co-workers were obviously sitting in other seats and they were waiting outside and the train starts moving and they're like knocking going, it's this stop, stop. He was obviously supposed to get off for work.
And he was too busy staring at you?
Yeah, and he was too busy and I was thrilled. And then I went, oh, you're in my seat and actually I need to plug in my phone because I have work to do while we're on this train. And he's like,
oh my God.
He didn't want to move. So I stood there and said nothing until he moved. So that's one. Mm. And two, at the weekend, a taxi driver pulled in. I thumbed him over, you know, the thing that you don't do, and rolls down the window. You know why they rolled down the window?
Why?
Where are you going?
Where was this? In-
so as soon as the window rolled down, I started recording. Yeah. I wasn't even drunk.
Yeah.
And I was like, hi.
Where was this?
On Dame Street.
Okay.
And he goes, oh, where are you going? And I said, I'm going home, basically. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, sorry, I thought you were the fare that I ordered, booked for. And I said, well, I'm recording this whole thing and I'll be reporting you because I know exactly what you're up to.
Yeah.
And then I said, one more little picture. And then I stepped away and he was fuming. He started cursing me. Yeah. I was like, didn't report him.
Back. Irish?
No. Okay. No. And he was fuming with me. Mm. Fuming.
The Irish elflers get really raging.
Do they?
Yeah, they get really raging. If you give any back chat to like Irish taximen, they go fucking mad.
Oh.
They're like, they're pretty bad. Like, they're just the real old school ones, you know what I mean? Because they're real like, oh, I can't even live on these fucking apps and da-da-da. Like, fuck off.
Can we get more women drivers? Like, seriously.
But it's just not safe.
Pleasant.
It's not
safe.
It's not safe. You know, actually, I was drunk going home in a taxi 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we're driving down the canals And this man tried to hail my taxi. And I was chatting to this taxi man. He was real nice, real old man. I kind of got the impression he came up from the country to earn a few quid. Didn't really know Dublin.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, but really nice, you know, real, are you off this? You know, asked him loads of real nice, real kind of like dad-like questions.
And you were in the mood.
Yeah, and I was just like, he was just so nice. I was like, give him his grand. And then this guy, he tried to hail the taxi. And it was kind of dark in the canal, like, so we just drove past, but he just, like, obviously, we just kept going. He fucking nearly, like, he spit on the car.
Oh, my God.
And, like, basically tried to, like, hit the car because it wouldn't stop. God. And the man was like, oh, my God. He goes, I could fucking tell. He's like, he's an animal. You could tell. And this fellow was walking down and he's like, imagine getting him into your car. Like, imagine, like, yeah, like just the rage that he must have been feeling or whatever. Yeah. And then he said, or imagine running into him in the street. Mm. Like, he's fucking psycho.
That's really scary.
Yeah, really. It was just so, so aggressive, like. Yeah, so anyway, public transport, load of shit. What was I going to say to you? Yes, this week, by the way, is anti-homophobia bullying week. Did you know?
Is it?
Yeah, no. It's stand up
so against... So you're going to be nice to me?
It was nice to that bus driver, wasn't it?
You're just going to keep taking me. You hate your job.
Yeah, you hate your job podcast, don't you? You hate this podcast, don't you?
You hate these wigs.
Oh my God. Actually, me and Victoria always used to say there's a certain kind of person that that would always come up to us over the years and would always say, oh, you hate me, don't you?
Oh,
why
yeah
do you hate me?
Yeah.
Like, just, and it's so, like, it's a real, we have a mutual pet hate over that. Anyone, why do you hate me?
I have two people in mind.
First off, if you say, you hate me, don't you? It probably means I do.
Well, even if I didn't, I now do.
Yeah, exactly. And then also, like, no, actually, that's, if you do say, you hate me, don't you? It's probably, it is true. We probably do. Like, however, why would you say that to someone?
Yeah.
I would just like move on. Yeah. Why does it matter? And also then I'd be saying, well, I wonder why they hate me. Mm-hmm. Maybe I hate you because you're fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And you actually fucking melt me head every time you're around me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I
know loads of people that hate me. I would never go to them and say, why do you hate me? I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I hate you back.
I just want to be around people that bring me joy now. Mm. Do you know what I mean by that? If you steal people's joy, and an afters at a party.
Well, you listen to some weird podcast over the weekend. You're like, stealing joy twice.
Yeah, I know, but
we're
like,
only
like
10 minutes in.
Like, if we're trying to have fun and someone is just trying to just make it about them and have a DMC, and this has happened a lot in the last 2 weeks because it is in my notes. And like, especially like, it looks like we're out a lot, mm-hmm, but we're actually not out a lot. So mm-hmm when we are out, I really want to enjoy myself. I don't want to be in the corner having to like listen to everything that's about you, mm-hmm, unless it's really juicy. And
I don't mind that, but it's when people, there's two ways this can go here. There's people who try to take over a conversation and dominate and have everybody listen to what they're saying.
Yeah.
That really fucking annoys me because not everyone is interested in what you have to say, and keep it quick.
Yeah.
And then it goes the other side where people say nothing. Mm-hmm. So it can be like, actually, like you're kind of, and I always feel like I'm kind of sometimes stuck mediating.
Yeah.
You know that kind of way?
You are a good mediator though, but like, I it's the ones that are on loop. It's like every time they get messy, then this record starts playing.
Do you know what drives me nuts? So it's like people, if you're like out with people and they cause havoc, it's like the next day.
You said that really weird.
Havoc. Yeah, the havoc. Oh, sorry, I was drinking a Krispy Kreme shake. If someone causes havoc, excuse me, they cause havoc. And then the next day, they're completely oblivious to the fact that they derailed and ruined someone's night, sucked the life out of the room. Yeah. Energy fucking vampires. Mm-hmm. I know Halloween is just gone, but fuck me. I am surrounded by fucking
energy
people
vampires
who do that.
They're
just
stealing
like,
your joy?
They're stealing my fucking joy.
They are.
Do you know what? And I'll end up in the fucking joy because I'll fucking brain them if they fucking continue.
Yeah.
My joy, you'll go to the joy.
Distance. We need distance from those people.
Yeah.
Because I like, sometimes you want to stay out and then all of a sudden someone has just zapped you.
Yeah.
Done, dusted.
And I understand people want to talk to you. Do you know the kind of people do want to come up and they want to talk to you? I get that. But it's like, you have to be slightly respectful. It's like people have no fucking, they don't care about your night or whatever you're thinking. But anyway.
We're a little bit spoiled as well, by the way. And I definitely witnessed that at the weekend. I went to Homo Block. Loads of Irish guys were there. I didn't last very long because there was a queue. I may as well had a queue to tie my shoelace. Oh, do you know what I mean? Mm. And we operate in a world where actually we're very lucky. We don't really have to queue. Do you know what I mean? And then I was queuing for a drink. I love a drink. Mm. I don't want to spend 20 minutes queuing for a drink.
No.
I was queuing to get near a stage. I was queuing to go to the bathroom.
You hate queues, though.
I hate queues.
I don't particularly enjoy, but you're particularly bad in queues.
We're also blessed that George and other bars have told me this when they go into the George. They can't believe how quick the bar service is. Like, it's not like
that. Well, it depends. If they're river dancing, then there's a fucking queue.
Well, there's like, you know, we're not blessed. And it was about, I don't know, 11. And I was like, I'm out here. It was on to 4. We just went to Canal Street instead. Mm. Yeah. And also the feeling of that many people in a space as well. I still don't think I'm used to that.
Getting too old, love.
Oh my God, don't say that.
You hate that, don't you? That's a real trigger for Victoria.
Yeah, I'm still in my 30s. Well, not for long.
Not for fucking long. TikTok, bitch. speaking of that, just on that, what the original thing of that was that it's Stand Up Awareness Week, which is basically to kind of try and eradicate homophobic and transphobic and biphobic and all these phobic bullies, bullying things, which is still happening.
Yeah.
So there's an event, it's actually from 6 to 10th, it's all this week. So,
okay.
I just think it's an interesting thing because I feel like we do live in that bubble that we were just talking about where we are kind of spoiled in that way. But there's so many people that fucking still aren't even out in work that can't even be themselves. I can't talk about that. And it's so prevalent. Do you know that? Still more so. And I think even like my friend Ian was telling me the other day on the Dart, they were like, there was like these gang kids and they were just talking and one of them was like, oh, that's gay. That's real gay. They're using gay as like an adjective.
Which feels like 20 years ago.
But it's still, that's what I mean though. It's like, it's still prevalent. It's still, people are still talking in that context.
Yeah.
And it's not fucking cool.
No.
It's just not. Like it's, and I just feel like I'm exhausted by it.
Yeah.
I feel like we're kind of going, it's like merry-go-round, we can never get off.
Let's start saying things are straight. When it's really like horrible. Oh, the weather. Have you seen the weather out there?
I don't mind that.
The weather out there is very straight. Yeah. Dirty old straight day. Say,
yeah, but like, you know, it's not gay to suck a dick.
So, wait, hold on. Where did that come from? It's not gay to suck a dick.
I can't tell you.
Okay.
No, because it's a really funny story.
Okay.
And it's not mine to tell.
Can you share it in code on the Patreon at least?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, it's nothing to do with me. It's actually a friend told me a very funny story and that was one of the punchlines to it.
Okay.
And it was a very inappropriate story, but it was very funny.
I love it. Come here. You said friend, which makes me think of Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
So obviously Matthew Perry died since our last podcast. Like people seem to be reading into like crypticness of his social media and that he was really into Batman and putting like a bat signal. And
it's a bit troubled, wasn't he though?
I mean, I don't know. It's awful, but it made me think of our own Matthew Perry story.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
So me and Davina were globetrotting and we were going from LA to Vegas.
No, we're going from San Francisco to LA.
Okay. You know, the details.
Details are very important.
Okay. San Francisco to LA. So we're getting on this tiny little plane. Like it was actually a small plane, 2x2 each side, except up front, which was 1x1, which were the like business seats. And
he actually had 2 seats. He just had bought 2.
Oh, shut up, did he?
Yeah, because I actually clocked him. Because when we walked on, there was a queue of people. They were trying to put their luggage in the overhead compartment. So we were stuck. So I was getting on first.
Yeah.
So I was standing there and I said, oh my God, it's Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
He's sitting in the seat. So I said, I was like he was right beside me. So I just thought, oh fuck. I was like, I have to try and tell them. Because nobody had noticed. And I was like, look. And everyone's like, and when I was saying that, he dropped his phone onto the ground and his phone bounced. And I looked down and he was playing Candy Crush Saga. And I said, fuck. So when he bent out to get his phone, I was like, I'm going to take a picture. So I took my phone out to take a picture.
Do not tell me he saw you.
Yeah, he saw me. And then he just looked at me. He glared me right in the eyes. And he just was like, don't even fucking think about it. Yeah. And I looked him right in the eye and I just said, understood. I was just like, that's okay. And then as soon as I walked past the seat, I said, did you see? And you're like,
I dropped a bottle of water on him.
Oh my God, was that what happened afterwards?
Yeah. I didn't see that it was him.
Oh, yeah.
And we were laden down with things in our hands. You know,
that's why you didn't notice it because you were like kerfuffling behind me.
Right. We obviously had all the snacks ready for the plane.
Oh my God.
And I had a huge bottle of water and I dropped it on him.
I do remember that now. Yeah. That is so funny.
He had to hand it back to me and I was like, Oh, thank you, Matthew Perry.
And after, that was after he had already clocked me for trying to take a picture of him. So he was probably fucking hating us.
Hating us.
He was like,
that and
was...
we were probably hung over to fuck getting on yeah, that
we plane
like,
as well. Yeah, we were like, I'm gas.
Yeah, so we're not friends. We no. never were friends.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Actually, that friends experience is open in Dublin.
Yes.
What do you think of that? I'm not into it.
I have no interest. No.
No. No. Like, and you know what as well? Like these kind of things, like that, these replica sets, or, you know, like when you go to like, say, Madame Tussauds and there's like an experience.
Yeah.
And the things are just like really, like Disneyland, but it's definitely shitly done.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like, kind of like it.
Yeah.
It's like actually... that's not it. Like, there's loads of things missing.
Yeah, totally.
You know, like, just...
like, and also, by the way, Penny's in Manchester had a replica Friends set in the Penny's.
Oh, wow.
So, sorry, not to diss this thing, by the way. Good for...
yeah, you know, no, it's like...
but, like, I was like, oh, I've kind of done that in Penny's in Manchester.
Yeah. Well, that's...
and we were big Friends fans.
We were.
Who was your favourite friend?
I think... actually, I used to really like Chandler, but actually, like, probably, like, girl was probably Monica. I liked Monica.
I liked Monica too. Yeah. Which one are you? You are a bit Monica.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, we're probably both. Yeah. I'd identify a bit as
yeah, because I'm
Monica.
No fucking airhead. what was I going to say to you? Do you see, so Suzanne Summers died.
No.
Yeah, Suzanne Summers died. It's, if you don't know Suzanne Summers, Suzanne Summers is like a gay icon. She like invented the Time Master. She was on Three's Company. Really, I always remember like from when I was a kid, she was really glamorous.
Yeah.
A real sexy blonde, like you know, very like 80s glamour girl.
But and she had like a second kind of come in, which was related to like delaying the menopause and doing it through like herbs and stuff.
Yeah, and all like collagen supplements and all this like real like, you know, hormones, all this kind of stuff. But what kind of I just thought was, but she passed away. Like I think she had cancer lots of times and like she reared, I think eventually kind of got her. But one thing I just thought was mental that I kept seeing like posts keep coming up on online from her page.
Okay.
Which I just find very strange.
Mm.
And then
somebody's posting on it.
Yeah. And there's another one, you know, like Jackie Collins.
Yeah.
She died as well.
Okay.
So these celebrities, but there's like they're like posting from beyond the grave.
Mm.
I'm like, who's controlling those Instagram accounts? Pages? I just think that's weird.
Are they trying to sell stuff or
I don't know. It's just it's like someone is still talking, but it's like the person's dead. I just find that very strange.
Yeah, it is. It's always, even if anyone dies, their social media, it's so strange because that obviously still exists and it's a timestamp. And obviously some people probably take great like comfort in those pictures still existing. But then it's also kind of a sad space.
I kind of feel like when somebody does die like that, it's like, kind of feel like you have like a memorial or like this is the page and just like leave it at that maybe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I just, unless like maybe it's their wishes, I don't know, but it just feels a bit odd. You know when you see a post come up from someone, you're like, that person's dead.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
Will you, if I go before you, just make sure you go on and sell a few dragged up tickets.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Who's coming this week?
Oh, my God.
BravoCon happened.
So I did have FOMO.
I did not at all. I did not at all. I really, and every time I watched anything to do with it, I just thought to myself, thank fuck I'm not there. It's so, it's like, it's not BravoCon, it's Middle America Housewife Con.
Yeah.
All these horrible, like, you know, Middle America, like, weirdos that just go along, who love queuing. Queue for fucking everything.
Yeah.
Queue for a queue.
Yeah.
Queue for a queue.
So, okay, yeah. Even
not
I kind
for
of,
me.
Okay, it's kind of like, I'd say like childbirth. You forget a year later what it was
I
like.
I don't forget.
Do you know what I mean?
I will never forget.
Oh, I don't know. No. It was like, there were certain experiences that I was like, oh, I'd love to be sitting in that panel or like.
We didn't get to sit in any of those panels. So we were totally hoodwinked by Bravo. And like, I actually just thought it was cringe. I actually just thought the whole thing was fucking cringe.
Yeah.
And I love the Housewives, as you know, but I just thought, no. I was like, I'm so glad I didn't. And it's getting a little bit, dare I say it, exhausted.
Is it though?
I feel it is. For me personally.
At the moment, Beverly Hills is on, Potomac's on, New York's on. Well, New York just finished, Salt Lake City and Miami.
Yeah.
And honestly, Beverly Hills is great. Mm-hmm. I didn't see Potomac yet. Salt Lake City is great. Miami is great. And I, in the end, liked New York.
Well, I've refused to watch it, as you know. But
it's not amazing.
No, but it's, I just think the whole thing, as somebody was saying, the way that it's super produced, or very overproduced. And I just, that's the part I just don't like. I used to love when it was just, I love New York for that reason, that it was just kind of like, the women were delusional about what was being shown. Whereas now it's like everybody's trying to hide things they don't want out.
Yeah.
And then when it's coming out, they're really bad things. Mm-hmm. So it's really toxic.
Yeah.
So I just kind of like, I'm really enjoying, I still enjoy, I enjoy the fashion, the glamour and all that kind of stuff. But it's just, it's a bit, for me, I just feel like I would normally hop on an episode.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I'm doing that anymore.
The Pretty Woman scene with Dorit and BK. God.
Can I tell you a bit of goss on that as well?
Yeah.
So who was it was telling me? I have a friend who lives in London, was telling me that a good friend of theirs on good authority, this was, God, it must have been about 18 months ago, that PK was living in her guest house in London. Yeah.
They were done.
They were done. That was like 18 months ago. And I was like, wow. And I was like, oh, it's all going to come out on the show. And then obviously it came back and everything was fine. And the robbery happened, all that. I think that marriage has been over for a long time.
Maybe they're just still together for like business reasons as well.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I kind of like him, by the way.
Me too. I like him. And I actually like her as well. I don't know. I think
the Pretty Woman thing was so weird.
She's soft. But that was clear. But that's what I mean, though. That kind
so
of thing.
So set up like.
It's so, but that's what I mean. Those kind of show things.
Yeah.
That's starting to annoy me.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I prefer it when it's just a bit more organic.
Mm-hmm. There's a Tu Wong Fu musical in development at the moment. It's actually on in Manchester. And I was almost going to go. And then I asked a few people. And I was like, okay, I'm out.
Oh, no.
I'm good. First half, apparently awful. Second half, good. But like, if the first half's awful, I'm going to want to leave at the intermission anyway.
Well, that'd be somewhere for the Drag Race girls to work anyway.
No, none of them got cast.
Yeah, exactly.
They actually, I'd say a few of them went up for it though.
Can I just say also that there is a man who lives beside me that I am obsessed with.
Is he sexy?
He is, and I don't say this lightly, he's the most gorgeous man I've ever seen in my life.
No!
Ever. Period.
Okay, can I get a description?
Yes. So first off, I clocked him in the barbers.
Okay.
So I clocked him and I was like, oh my God. And like, I'm very...
What were you doing in the barbers?
Oh, I was just...
sweeping the floors?
Yeah, that's it, you know? Oh. I'm an apprentice.
Yeah.
I was bringing my little nephew in. P.S. I don't have a little nephew.
You're probably scoping for daddies more like.
Oh yeah. So I went in.
Yeah.
And I just clocked this guy. And I was like, oh my God. No, actually, I was getting my hair cut and I was sitting there and I was like, oh my God. Like, he walked in, you can see the mirror.
Yeah.
So he is, this guy is gorgeous. So I just clocked him. So I couldn't stop staring. So I was like, literally like going, no, it can't be. He can't be that gorgeous.
Yeah.
So I kept staring at him. I was like, oh my God, he is like gorgeous. And he was real like kind of Toulouse. Like, so he was like tousled is the word. He like, you know, had his hair was obviously growing out. So he had a baseball cap back to front.
Okay.
He had like a hoodie on and kind of like ripped jeans, but he was like covered in tattoos all on his neck and like all his, like his hands, right? And I was like, but like his face was like beautiful.
Oh,
like actually like face of a fucking angel.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So I was kind of getting flustered. I was like, ooh, even think of him now. Right. So then that was when I was like, God, I was like, he is gorgeous. And then I saw him then when he was going into these apartments like right next to me and I was like, oh my God, fuck, he lives in there. So then I seen him another time.
Yeah.
And then I was walking Winnie.
Okay.
And he has a dog. Uh-huh. And he was like, I think he was with his mom maybe. And of course, Winnie fucking sees the dog. She fucking freezes, doesn't move. So I'm stuck. So then we have to like engage.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get, like, I'm literally trying to pull her. She will not move. She's like, literally, like, she's made of stone. Uh-huh. And I'm like, come on, fucking move. Yeah. I'm just like, because it was so embarrassing. I was like, ha, ha, ha. And his mom's like, oh, she doesn't want to walk. And then, of course, okay, now we're talking. I'm like, yeah. And he's this big dog.
Okay.
And the big dog's coming over to Winnie. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. And then we just had this really weird social interaction. I was so red because I was like, oh, my God.
He's so pretty that you get embarrassed.
So pretty. Like, just literally.
How old did you say he is?
Oh, I'd say he's probably 30. Stunning.
Mm.
So yeah, he's
So how are we gonna make this happen?
I don't know, but it's like I keep seeing him all the time.
Yeah.
This is like just like, so he's like my neighborhood crush that I keep saying. But I'm literally like flustered. Like I go like puce red. You know, like nobody makes me go like that.
No.
It's so funny.
And I like, literally live beside old people and
oh my God.
That's it.
It makes me laugh. Like every time I see that, I'm just like, oh my God. It's so like, because every time I turn around, I'm just like, oh fuck.
I fucking love it. Right, we've a few more things, but maybe we'll save them for the Patreon episode because we have a special guest on this episode.
Oh yes, we do.
We do.
We have a couple of guests.
Yeah, we have a couple of guests. And
Cheeky pups.
Cheeky pups. I have no experience in, I don't even know the right terminology, mm-hmm. but like, is it part of the BDSM scene? Is it kink?
I think it's a kink, yeah. And it's like, so basically we have these two guys on and they are into pup play.
Yeah, okay.
And pup play is a kink and we're going to know all about it by the end of it. So
I'm so...
I have so many questions.
All of you nosy listeners.
Actually, I'm just thinking, I wouldn't mind doing a bit of pup play with that. He has a dog. I have a dog.
Oh my God. That's probably the easiest way to get that to happen.
Yeah, I do anything.
Just start barking at them.
I do that enough.
Anyway, if you have not checked out our Patreon, we're going to do a quick Patreon shout out mm-hmm. to our new Patreons. Patreon is a place that you can support the pod and get extra episodes of our podcast. We have new episodes out every 2 weeks. And let me see. Okay, I'm going to say their names and you can do
okay.
Campbell Hello. Okay.
Oh, hello, dear.
Okay. Glenn Rafferty.
Oh, hello, Glenn. Oh, it's been a while. I know Glenn Rafferty.
Ooh, do I know Glenn Rafferty?
I don't know. Well, nice to welcome you aboard, Glenn. Hi.
Welcome you aboard. A nautical theme.
Yes.
Ryan. Just one name, Ryan.
Oh, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. We've got John Byrne.
John Byrne. I know a John Byrne. I wonder if it's the John Byrne. It is. Hi.
Greg M. But this is a dollar sign. So Greg, we don't know where you're from, but welcome.
Welcome, Greg.
We have someone in the UK called Jan.
Sure, Jan.
There is Andrew Burns.
Andrew Burns, Mr. Burns.
Let's do two more. We've got Bev. Loads of people are knocking.
Beverly.
Yeah, Beverly. Hello,
Queen Beverly. Hello, Beverly.
And then we have Garrod, who joined up for the whole year.
Oh, Garrod.
Yeah, Garrod joined up for the whole
Garrod
year.
Garrod everything. And everyone.
Garrod saw that annual discount and was like, I'll have that, please.
Oh, can I say another thing that I was meaning to talk about, which I find this bizarre. I don't know if you've noticed this. On Facebook now, I kind of dip in now Facebook, don't really use it that much.
Yeah.
Only really use it if I'm going to troll Dublin Live.
Okay. Yeah.
And by that,
which, by the way, you got me onto this week as well.
By that, I mean, anytime I see a post on Dublin Live, because it's always in the feed, if it's something that, they clickbait things where they try and all these people just like hop on. If it's always something, if it's something LGBT or if it's something about an Irish celebrity, mm-hmm. people just hop on and abuse the fuck out of them. So that really annoys me. So I always...
You want to get them back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
But so I noticed that there was all these kids. They kept posting up missing child, missing girl, hasn't been seen. There was so many. I was like, how are all these kids going missing? I was like, this is really odd.
Okay.
And then I started reading the comments and basically the kids are playing this game where they're trying to stay away from home as long as they can.
What?
Yeah. So they get put onto the likes of Dublin Live or they get put onto these websites. So they get like registered as missing. They're doing it for attention, see who can get the most clout.
Wow.
Isn't that fucking mental?
Because I did see a missing child over the weekend. And I was like, oh my God, that's...
And that's the thing. Like, because of course, if somebody goes missing, like it's horrific.
Horrific.
Like if it's genuine, like, and how are you supposed to know? But there was one girl, she was posted up there last week and they literally said, this is the third time she's been posted.
Oh my God.
And they said she's found safe and well, everything's fine. And the comments were just like, this has to stop because it's like their parents are like
traumatized,
but they're doing it to like, they will literally go to their cousin's house and stay there for like 3 days and then they just show up.
Jesus.
So all these people think that like something bad, it's not like,
it's like a TikTok trend or something.
Yeah, it's crazy, but like fucking it's really dark.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm not a parent.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
We won't be missing in action.
Davina didn't show up on Thursday's show.
Yeah. MIA.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so we're back. Davina, yeah, and myself, we're talking a while back. And we what we're aware of, mm-hmm, is that there seems to be a small pub scene in Ireland. And it could be huge.
But growing.
But we have no idea. And yeah, we're like, we really would love to chat more about it. So Davina and myself got on the Instagrams. Thank God for Instagram. Yeah, it connects you with anyone. And yeah, we have some special guests.
We do.
Maybe we'll let you guys introduce yourselves first. So we have two extra guests in my studio right now, surrounded by wigs.
We love the wigs. We love the wigs.
So we have Dan and we have Sam.
Dan and Sam.
Dan and Sam, which actually, I actually like to learn that. But what are your alter egos? So tell us a little bit about what being a pup is and your pup names.
Absolutely. So I'm Sam, or in the puppy scene, I go by the name Astra. I'm Puppy Ireland 2023, our elected ambassador. And I've been in the scene for about, God, it must be 6 years now.
Oh, wow. Love it.
Okay.
Six, I think. Yeah.
You're like not letting me win.
And then Dan.
Yeah. So I'm Dan, or Rolo in the pup scene.
Yeah.
I've been doing puppy play since about 2016.
Okay.
So I started off in Chicago. I was doing a semester abroad there, just for college, and kind of didn't make friends in my college and was like, okay, fuck it. This is the time to explore.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So I was on Recon. I don't know if you've heard of that app.
I actually have heard of that. One of my friends is on Recon.
Okay.
Which I think is like a more kink hookup app. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't even go as, it's probably less hooky uppy than Grindr, to be honest. Oh.
I've never heard of it. So tell me exactly what it is.
It's the place to meet kinksters. So it's called Recon, and it's 100% kink focused. Okay. So you're not flagging bottom or top. Or,
okay. And is it predominantly LGBT?
Predominantly,
it's predominantly gay men, okay, to be honest. Yeah.
And sorry, what did you say your alter ego was?
Again? Rolo or OLO, okay, like the candy.
So can we start with that? Like, I know that picking a drag name for me was particularly difficult, and I really regret being Victoria's Secret. Okay? 20 years ago, I sat with Davina in a dressing room and I gave her a couple of names. How did you pick your names? And do either of you regret them like I do?
It's a great question. I've got about a million different stories for how I came up with the name Astra, but I mean, like, it's you know, quite generic. Just, you know, I like space. I think stars are pretty, so I said, hey, I want to be a pretty puppy too. You know,
so generic. I love thinking behind that.
The only problem I have with the name, though, is everybody comes up to me and goes, "Oh, you're a dude, so your main name must be Astro with an A at the at the end." So everyone keeps getting my name wrong. I'm like, "What? No, it's Astra. Please get my name right." You know.
So when people say, "Oh, you're a dude," is that because when you are and again, if I say anything wrong and correctly, apologies. When you're fully dressed, people actually don't really see beyond, say, the outfit that you're wearing,
so a little
like
bit,
the mask and stuff.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I would dress more masculine a lot of the time when I am kind of in my puppy gear and stuff. Okay. Like, you know, I have my chest out and stuff, hairy chest, whatever. So people would go like, "Oh yeah, very masculine." So like, especially if you're at a big party and people are asking your name, it's like people aren't going to hear, you know, they're going to hear like the kind of the mumble of whatever you say. Yeah. You know?
I still get embarrassed sometimes saying my drag name. Is that something that is similar in a pup way? Do people be like, "Oh, this is my pup name," or do they just like?
Honestly, I'm more embarrassed when people use my human name.
So this is
it's drag. It's like it's a different kind of drag.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we should start at the basics. And I think for people that are listening that have no idea what we're talking about, I think we should explain maybe what being a pup is all about.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's a good place to start. So who wants to take that?
I'll give that one to Ash.
Yeah, that one's
okay. You are way more dog than me.
If somebody's just tuning in and never heard about this before, doesn't know anything about kink, doesn't know anything about pups, doesn't know anything about Victoria's Secret and Grafton Street.
I'll jump in if you say anything wrong.
Very good. Okay, I got it.
Puppy play is, you know, it's exactly what it looks like. It's a role play. It's a fetish expression. I would say is the best way of describing it. In the gay scene, we have bears, we have otters, pups are very much, you get into a mindset, you know, you're playful, you don't take things too seriously, you're just out for a good time. I mean, that's how I describe it. Getting down on all fours and barking like a dog. It's a bit mad if you're coming from the outside, but for us, it just feels
any kind of kink, really.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
It's from an outside. It's where you're standing in the room, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So how do you get to the, how did you figure out that that was a lane for you?
It's a very interesting question. I guess just when I was kind of going through my little sexual awakening, I was kind of going sex is fun, but I want a bit more. I want something, a little bit of spice, something, okay. A certain je ne sais quoi. And you're looking for a lot of people who enter the puppy scene, they approach it because it's not a really hard fetish, a very hard kink. You're not going straight in S&M, whips and chains. You can kind of approach your fetishes and your fantasies in a very safe space, in a very, we would almost describe puppy play as a soft kink, no?
Yeah, I mean, it can incorporate any kink.
Exactly.
So, like, I find our scene is great, especially for new kinksters, because you can come in not necessarily knowing anything about a specific kink, like rubber or leather or bondage, and you can still be a puppy.
Together in a way.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's all, there's no separating your one kink from another, really. Like, I'm both a puppy and a rubber man, and kind of verging into a leather person, as much as I hate to say it.
One of us.
This sounds expensive. I hear leather and I'm thinking, oh my God, I know how much costume's cost.
Yeah, I feel like that woman, you know, who's like calculating that meme.
I mean, I'm guessing it is, right? Because it's like, it's premium products, and maybe even sometimes they're made for you as well, are they?
For the most part. I mean, you can buy a lot of leather off the rack, and it, because it's bulky, it'll kind of fit okay. But me being a rubber man, everything is custom.
Oh yeah. You pay for what you get.
Yeah, of course.
And in regards to because I was kind of Googling, and I was kind of like, it said on a couple of sites that it's like, that it's not necessarily always sexual. What is like, or is that just depends on like what you were saying, like how far you take it?
I think it depends. Like, we've had people come into the scene and really try to desexualize that. I kind of,
in what way?
So I have to give you like a big spiel now.
Yeah,
there's this contest that runs during a festival called Darklands in Antwerp, which is probably the largest kink festival in the world. So there's probably about, I'd say 15 to 20,000 people go to that.
Wow. Lovely.
All this stuff goes on in Belgium, right?
Yeah.
Belgium is like a queer center, is it?
Yeah. I mean, Darklands is
I've heard of Darklands before. I didn't really know what it was, but I've heard that name.
It happens every year. And when you're walking through Antwerp, you still get the odd look.
Have you been?
We've been a few times.
That's absolutely fabulous.
Okay. So I was there in 2021 as Mr. Rubber Ireland 2021. And I'd been invited to judge the Puppy Europe contest.
Oh, cool.
And one of the pups who came in as a contestant, I won't name names or shame anyone, but one of the pups that came in as a contestant from another country, his whole spiel was that he wanted to desexualize the kink. And everybody on the judging panel was sitting there going, really?
I mean, like,
points down.
Yeah. There is a certain element to it that is like non-sexual. I mean, you can come into it from the role play element of it, and that doesn't necessarily need to be sexual, but it can definitely lead to something. There's a certain eroticism to it, no matter what direction you come at it from.
Well, this is the thing. I think you can approach it from like the aspect that you're doing it as a form of like escapism, and it's something to take your mind away from
almost
the everyday.
Like
yes.
But at the end of the day, it's called a kink for a reason.
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel like you're like, let's keep it sexual.
I don't like removing the sexy from our kink.
I don't see why you should have to either, though. It's kind of like what you were saying as well. It fits all, everyone at their own pace as well, and like what they're comfortable with. And that's what any kind of kink really, isn't it?
It's like, I'd love to be a judge at that contest.
You'd have a lot of fun.
I just love judging any fucking contest.
You'd have a lot of fun. Judging contests is one of my favorite pastimes.
Likewise.
That's proper on the scene. TV stuff.
Judging.
So I'm just back from Manchester. I was saying to you guys before we started recording, and anytime I'm over, honestly, there's a real strong visibility of definitely the kink scene. There's definitely always pups around. This weekend, there was a lot of furries around as well. It was, what was the weekend?
Doggy weekend.
So it there was so many, but I always feel that there is a presence there. Whereas here, I feel that I only see the presence maybe once a year. Like, especially for us, like we might be working in the George, and there's like normally an event that ends up with everyone going to bingo on the Sunday.
The leather competition.
So, Manchester is a very kinky city, and I hate to admit it, but a lot of our kinksters have migrated over there for the more fabulous life. But we're building something here, yeah. And that's
like, so. Tell me about that. What is the scene like here? Like how
we, I mean, as
I think the scene is huge.
And the scene is definitely growing.
So we have. I can't even count the fetish groups anymore. We have Out in Kink, who are running a regular mm-hmm. monthly event. We have Pups of Ireland. We don't really run events, but we tag on to everybody else.
Okay.
And see, that's where I come in because I'm actually an organizer of events here in Dublin as
that's
well.
That's true, actually. Yeah. So Astra, sorry, Astra has started an event as well called yeah. the Kinky Pups. And you're doing that bi-monthly?
We're starting in next year. It'll be a bi-monthly event. Yeah.
So what is the event? Is it in a nightclub space or is it in a different space?
There is a fantastic venue that has recently become very kinky and very fetish positive.
What's it called?
Deviate.
Yes. Are we doing that? Yes. Yeah.
Is that Voodoo?
No, Deviate is in James's Street. Isn't it James's Street?
Yes.
Oh,
it
yes.
is.
Just, yeah, yes. yeah, 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 yeah. Beside the Lewis.
Yes.
Near
yes.
the exactly. storehouse.
Okay. So you're saying kink positive. How does that start? Because I know over the years, like I used to work in the pod. I don't know if either of you are old enough to remember that. I worked behind the bar. Panty ran a lot of different nightclubs there over those years. And she definitely pushed the boundaries with mm-hmm. like different things she was
yes.
doing.
She did.
I worked in the chocolate bar one night and it was more bear focused in there. But I was the only gay working behind the bar at that time. So they were like, okay, you're going to go behind that bar because, you know,
we're a bit more open-minded.
A bit more open-minded. Mm-hmm. And there was definitely, to be honest, nothing was happening in there. I thought it was going to be very exciting. What was happening. But then there was a lot of like, say, women working and they didn't want to put any of the women working. So the boundaries have definitely been pushed over the years. But how mm-hmm. do you get like that with a space in Dublin now?
See, I mean, Dublin for a very long time is sort of, we've almost, I feel like a lot of our queer space mm-hmm. have kind of disappeared. We got to a very slim time for events and mm-hmm. venues that would yeah. be open to it. The owners of DV8, they've owned it for quite some time, but they recently made a decision that they wanted to have more fetish focus. They yeah. wanted to have more kind of queer groups in yeah. there because there's not really a space. They saw that there's totally. A need for a space, and they themselves are fetishists themselves. They're very open to it.
They've yeah. done some good work. I think there's a couple of bars that are really welcome to us. Unfortunately, the George doesn't often feel like one of them.
Okay.
I mean,
as
I love
the other customers. Or
no, I love a good night in the George. I just think they're so popular by nature that they don't need us.
And you know what? I think as well, though, it's kind of fun to have something that's kind of like your own vibe as well. You know?
Yeah, but there's new bars starting up between DVA mm-hmm. and then All My Friends.
Yeah,
All My Friends, like shockingly, John, who runs All My Friends, emailed us all and was like, "So when's your group running something yeah. in my bar?" So we use All My Friends a lot just because he really like extended the bridge.
Yeah.
And like we're hosting, so we've. Again, another fetish group, Leathermen of Ireland, are hosting like 90% of Dublin Leather Weekend yeah. in January there. So,
And can I ask, like, when these competitions do happen, like you were saying, like the Mr. Leather and Mr. Rubber, like, would there be many entrants and what is entailed in these competitions? Pardon the pun.
Yeah, I can take that one, I think.
Yeah, nice. Ahead,
okay.
Yeah.
So we ran our first Puppy Ireland. So I produced that last year in January. Yeah. So we lumped ourselves onto Dublin Leather Weekend again because we don't have the numbers.
Makes like, sense. So to
do
that,
a full
yeah.
puppy weekend
and
kind
of
thing.
To be fun as well.
Of yeah. course. So we ran it with them. And for the first Puppy Ireland, we had four contestants, mm-hmm. which for a contest in Ireland is actually really good. And Astra won. So.
Yeah, I won.
Nice. talk me through what do you have to do to win?
I mean, our election.
Because we love competitions.
Yes.
Of course. Yes. I mean, unfortunately, there wasn't really a catwalk or anything like that. It was very
Shut
much.
Shut up. You don't have to, like, I don't know, go down and then, like, pose and stuff.
We had to start somewhere. Yeah. I mean, you did pose. There was no catwalk.
I posed. I certainly posed. I ate up that stage.
We had to start somewhere. And I mean, you've definitely seen our friend John around okay. with his Fred as his cane.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I met him on Saturday.
Yeah, yes. So John is a stickler for time.
Okay.
And okay.
Pardon the
he gave
again.
Us yeah. he gave us about an hour to get this contest done. So I mean we're pushing him for more time next year.
Okay.
And we can do something bigger with it. But it was very bare bones in terms of the contest. You got up on stage answered a few questions that were pre-prepared. And then there was it a mystery question as well?
It was a mystery question as well. Which I bombed. It's the only part of the entire thing I bombed.
Straight away, I hear mystery
question. What was the question?
The question was, what would the name of your autobiography be? And I had the perfect answers and like a number of really good in-jokes that everybody in the audience would get. And then I went, oh no, I've forgotten what I was going to say.
What did you say? Like my perfect life.
Oh, yeah, I said the love of my life. Something is just so generic. World peace.
Yeah. Well, at least you weren't like Miss Universe. You remember that? The girl who was like asking a complicated question and just goes on around. What would the autobiography be called then? If you had, do you remember now what you were supposed to say?
Yeah, it would be, God, there was a couple
of
really.
It has to be a puppy pun.
Yeah. It has to be a puppy pun. There's so many.
God, don't ask me now. I haven't thought about this question in about 8 months.
I would have said, like, somebody did have a really good answer. So do you remember Reggie's answer?
Well, oh God, yeah. So he got a different question.
So his mystery question was
tell a horror story
in two sentences.
Oh wow.
And he says, he says, I walked into a dark room and then the lights came on.
That's really good.
Oh, do you think they'd be disgusted at what we did that time in Gran Canaria?
Probably.
You couldn't possibly scandalize us more than we already have been.
We just turned the lights on. That's
we're in drag and we're just like giddy and like we're like, let's just run over and turn the lights on. We did. But then we were not welcome back.
No, not at all.
I can imagine.
Okay, so what we talk about a lot is when we started drag, and I suppose telling our families was kind of a whole other coming out, and sometimes can be almost more traumatic than the first coming out. So I'm guessing that you guys are open with family and friends about
closed. I mean, it's never really been. My sister's queer, so it's been a discussion with her.
Okay,
but
is it like a need to know thing?
So in my, a lot of kinksters, and this is a point that some people will probably argue me on. A lot of kinksters say that they have to come out twice. They come out as queer and then they come out as kinky. I don't really believe that because kink is a choice. Queer is not.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I kind of agree.
Yeah.
While I can't help but be kinky, I don't consider it the same as coming out.
Yeah. I mean, but there is a certain, like, there's a certain layer to it as well. A lot of people will keep their kind of fetish life and then their personal life completely separate because they don't want that kind of crossover and the odd questions, odd looks at family reunions.
Yeah.
And then you have people like myself, for the Puppy Ireland election, I brought my dad along to support me.
Oh, cool.
I remember I had a discussion with a couple of my friends who said like, oh, I really wanted to have my ass out at the event, but then I saw your dad was there and I felt really mortified. I said,
his dad was the sweetest. Oh my God. Before you even got a hug from your dad, his dad came right up to me and just went, thank you so much. He's so happy.
I love that. So like, but to get to that point, because I know again, like my mum had lots of questions about drag when I started, but then it got to a point where like she was like, wanted to be part of this world, come in and see.
Now she does drag.
I think her meeting you was a big part of that as well. Kind of way, seeing your friends, was that like an easy journey or?
It's an interesting story. So my dad used to be I wouldn't say homophobic, but he was very anti-gay marriage and very like, oh, you know, church, you know, keep the sanctity of marriage separate and all that stuff.
Okay, yeah.
And then after I came out to him, you know, when I turned 18, I was about to go to college. I was saying like, this is my life. You know, if you accept it, you accept it. Took him a little bit of time to get over that. Yeah. And then I think when I ended up talking to him about my fetish side of me, that being Astra, he kind of saw how happy it was, how I kind of found family and people who really were looking out for me as much as, you know, like I needed it.
That's kind of same. Like when my mom met, like Davina, she was like, oh, I see. Like it almost like to see it actually take place and see your friendships and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very similar actually.
Yeah. I have some very specific questions. I want to know, how's your backs? How's your knees? How's your hands?
How are your joints in general?
Davina just recently turned 40. I'm 39, cusp of it. I can feel everything hurting more. How are your joints? Because it doesn't look like the most comfortable thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, Astra's probably got a better take on this. I'm not really a down on the ground pup. Okay.
Can pups stay on two legs as well?
Oh yeah. I mean, you can, I barely even wear the,
It's a playful energy.
Anymore,
okay.
But there was lots on two legs over the weekend.
Okay, I mean, starting off in the scene, I was very, like, definitely one of the, I don't know if you call them childish, but giddy pups. I was down on the ground, like, wrestling with people. And I don't know, I just kind of grew out of it.
Yeah,
I mean, I definitely feel it after a night in rubber. Rubber's like
so tight,
very tight, very constrictive.
Is it hard to breathe?
Not hard to breathe. No, I mean, like it warms up to your body and then you're fine. But when you take it off at the end of the night, oh my God.
On Saturday night and he was in his rubber and I was just thinking like we were talking about different people like in, you know, summertime and like winter. Mm. It's like, and it's really like, it can be uncomfortable.
It's kind of, unless it's room temperature, rubber is never the ideal material because it holds the cold so and it holds the hot.
What's the ideal situation? What's the ideal temperature, the ideal climate for rubber wear?
21 degrees.
That's very particular.
That precise, yeah.
What do you think it is for drag?
Oh, listen, fucking
15, I would say.
Yeah.
20 is too much for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say the same for leather as well. It's about 15 to like, you know, 15, 14 degrees.
Yeah, I mean, I could take 15 in rubber, but if that wind hits you. No.
So, I mean, you're just opening us to jokes here. I could take 15. I'm like, don't say it.
And is there like, you know, in the pup world, like, is there a different kinds of pups?
Yes, very much so.
I mean, like, I would call myself a service puppy, really. Like, okay, so like, you know, you imagine like the guide dogs going around with a little harness and stuff. Yeah. That's me. I like going around and kind of helping whatever way I can.
Yeah.
I mean, you're, I mean, like, you're,
I don't know where I fall anymore. Cause I've just kind of turned into mommy.
Yeah.
Oh, like an old bitch.
You're around for long enough. I'm not even that old.
That bitch is on her day.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like, so some of the terms I think need updating.
Okay. Tell us some of the terms. Tell us.
So,
alpha.
Some people have pack dynamics, right? Okay. Where you'll have, you could have a handler who's not a pup.
Okay.
So that's the person who's like looking after the pups or controlling the pups, whatever.
Be in costume?
Yeah, I mean, that's usually a leather man or a rubber man or something. They're usually kinky. Question.
Do you hate the word costume, by the way? Because we hate if someone says...
I don't really hate it.
No. We hate, oh, where's the gear?
I quite like that. I don't really care.
You've changed.
We would more commonly call it our gear or our costume.
Do you hate the word costume?
No.
Yes.
What I hate...
You don't like it.
I mean, costume, it's fine, but it's like there is better words for, like you say, gear or like outfit.
I don't know what really bothers me though is when people call that a mask.
I mean, I think
we call that a hood. Okay. I don't know why.
Hood is the term, but then I would also call it my face. Okay. I've got loads of different faces. So I'm not even just a two-faced bitch. I'm about a 10-faced bitch. You know what I mean?
I love it.
I have to be sympathetic to the listeners. Astra's puppy mask is on the table. That's what I'm doing.
Can I have a look at it, actually?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Thank you.
So this one's special, actually. So this one we gave to Astra when he won Puppy Ireland.
Oh, wow.
So this is kind of designed around the Pups of Ireland logo.
I actually love this.
Yeah, so it's
what's his... What's it made? It's like kind of... It's like scuba fabric.
Okay.
Yeah, it's neoprene. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Scuba fabric.
So it's breathable.
Yes.
I actually think I could do it one of these.
Well, did you bring your leather one? Show them
I
that.
I did bring my leather one.
Because they look warm. This there was would be a great lot of leather ones at the weekend.
This is great for me not in drag, Victoria.
This is my actual face. For all you at home who can't see it, it's a leather hood. So it's like, it's very not breathable. But it's...
That
looks
hot.
I mean, you know, if this thing is like, you know, it's like putting on drag, I imagine, as well. Like, you sweat and you're...
Do you have a standard where you're like, this is my face?
Yeah.
Whereas,
really?
Like, you know, like, so that's your face.
That's Astra's face. Purple, the leather one is Astra's face.
Purple leather, but it's like white, kind of muzzle.
Yes.
Okay. They're cute. I actually really like this one. But
this is like,
I like
custom,
the tongue. There's
like, yeah. That, so that's, we sent Rough Stuff, who make the hoods. He offered to sponsor our competition. So he gave us this for free. And he's doing it again this year.
And how much would something like that cost?
The Rough Stuff ones, depending on what you do, because he does a lot of customization.
That looks
comfortable. Yeah.
They're not going to be able to hear you.
No, they're not going to be able to.
I love the tongues, by the way.
Yeah, the tongue is good, actually.
Yeah.
And is everyone into, because I don't know if some people will be into the tongue.
There's so many different styles of hoods,
they
really
put straws in the tongues.
Oh, oh my God,
yeah,
yes.
Like, it's really commercial.
Oh, yeah.
So that you can, have a drink, is it?
Yeah, yeah. So you don't have to take it off to have a drink. You can just stick your tongue in a cup.
That's fucking genius.
Absolutely.
Like going to a festival and you have your, like... Yeah. Who's hitting on you?
And so like, and obviously like we were, it is obviously grown and it's great that the scene has kind of grown, but you've done, as we were kind of talking before, like you've done different kind of documentaries and there's been a lot of feature kind of a spotlight on it lately. Like tell us a little bit about
so,
that.
So yeah, that's kind of going back to like the Do Our Family Know and stuff. Like while in my family, a couple of my aunts have texted me and stuff about it after seeing documentaries. I've never really discussed it with my mum or dad.
They know.
Of course they know. I mean, I was, this is the thing. I was a title holder here for Rubber for a year and I run Pups of Ireland with a couple of other guys. Yeah. I produce the puppy contest and I'm up on stage hosting things here and there for any of the fetish events. So it's kind of unavoidable that they'd know, especially with the TV appearances and stuff.
But it's also kind of like, it's almost like in a weird way, kind of like legitimizes it in a weird way.
Yeah. And this is like, I understand if somebody, and again, like everybody is entitled to come out if you want to call it that in whatever way they want. And if you are kinky, that is absolutely your decision. If it's private for you, it's private for you. If you don't want to be at events, you don't have to be at events, but if you want to be at events and you don't want to be in the photos or you don't want to be, you know, making documentaries with Lucy Kennedy, that's fine. Don't. But for us, I think, in the position we got to where we're running groups, we're trying to build and we both held titles or are holding titles. We really wanted to be out there so people could see us and actually just know that we exist.
Absolutely. Can I ask, do you just kind of touch on the Lucy Kennedy thing? Now, I know Lucy did that thing. She was kind of exploring into like different kinks and different things like that. Like, do you think that, was that good for the doggy scene or was it like...
I don't think it was bad.
It wasn't bad. No, I mean...
Her reaction to some of the other groups she spoke to was, I don't want to shit on Lucy, but it wasn't as positive as the one she gave us. She was quite positive with us.
That's what I was kind of meaning. Like, to feel like sometimes that like people are like we're genuinely curious where it's like, we're not judgmental in any way, whereas some people are quite judgmental and kind of want to almost exploit that for that TV.
Yeah, and this is like, we knew making that one, we'd have to be very careful with how we spoke.
Of course.
Because we knew...
It actually looked really fun. I saw that. Like, it did look fun.
But there's been a Channel 4 documentary that didn't go down so well with some of the UK pups.
In what way?
Again, not to point fingers or name names, but they really turned it into a circus show. Okay. Like, it was just... Yes.
And they're normally good, like, to be honest, like, with the queer scene and how...
I think Channel 4 explore interesting things, but they explore the weird for the sake of the weird. You know what I mean?
Clickbait.
There's always going to be naysayers and people who kind of, you know, don't understand it and people who will never understand it. But there's so many people out there who kind of see it and go, this is kind of weird, but I kind of want to know more. I want to understand it. And those are the people that we care about getting the message out to.
I think it's really important as well, because I know you're saying you're trying to grow it. Like, the scene versus when we came out versus now has changed a lot.
Oh yeah, and awareness
and some of the excitement is kind of, you know, missing muted. A little bit, muted. That's a great idea. So I think the more we can bring in of all different types of the community, the better, because we don't just want to be one
Land beige place. It's just boring.
Definitely not. Can I ask about the relationship with what is it called when the pups have a relationship to someone who's not a pup, I suppose? Like, are they the owner or are they
They call it a handler.
Handler.
So generally. Again, like, there's so many identities in the kink scene. And I'm not even talking like gender identities, people identify as whatever they want. Like, they could call themselves a dom, they could call themselves a handler, they could call themselves a master, an owner.
What's the difference between a master and a handler?
It's very much, it depends on what, you know, the conversation that's being had between the two people in the consenting relationship. Okay. I mean, some handlers could be really rough and, you know, all about submission and stuff like that. And then you might have some people who are masters who are really tender and really lovely. And it's a pink area in between everything, you know.
Okay. And how does that connection end up happening, if that makes sense? Is it through meetups and like group events?
Yeah, I mean, I prefer to meet people at an event. Whenever somebody messages me on Recon or Grindr and they're like, oh, you know, you want to come over and hook up now, or like you want to meet for a drink, I always go, come to an event. It's not that I'm scared of you, but if you're weird, at least I'm with my friends.
That's true. And do you find that there is a lot of people that are like, well, I know there is, but do you think that in this particular case that there's a lot of people that are into it but kind of do behind closed doors?
Yes, I would say so. But I think, like, again, going back to an example, like a couple of years ago, we did Pride in 2019 and it was the most pups who'd ever attended a Pride. I think it was 21 that year. Mm-hmm. And again, just growing every year. I think this year we had over 40.
Nice.
But the year we had 21, I was chatting to my sister afterwards and she'd recently come out to me as queer. She's a little bit older than me, but
what's her name?
I'm give her a shout out. No. She would kill me.
We love
and she knows all of you.
We live a light in life queer.
But
we do.
She asked me, she was like, were you with that group of people wearing the really scary looking stuff? And I was like, what do you mean scary? She was like, they kind of looked like they were going to bomb the parade. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Because I wasn't going to go. The guys dressed as dogs.
Oh, yeah.
You said it.
And then a couple of years later, I went to Pride. No pup hood or anything. I was Mr. Rubber Ireland that year. So I had my face out there. And next thing, my sister texts me and she was like, you guys looked fabulous. And I'm like, just that. I didn't even have to have a conversation with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's become more aware.
Love.
So I think just putting ourselves out there.
Of course, visibility is everything. And it's like, and that's the other thing. So even going to Pride and doing things like that and doing things like this and just the more visibility, the better. But if somebody did want to get involved, or what would be the recommendations? How would you tell someone to get into it?
I would say go to an event. And people, I think that's the thing that scares people. They, like, again, this is what scared me before I joined the scene. I thought I was going to walk into a room full of like skeevy, fiendish men. You know?
Hi.
Awesome. Hi, this is the thing.
Where can I get this meeting?
I turned up to my first event in Ireland. Now, I'd explored the scene in Chicago and kind of knew my way around by the time I moved back to Ireland, but came to my first event in Ireland, not really knowing what to expect, because I knew at the time it was a bit more underground here and it was a bit more kind of grungy, if you want to call it that. And I turned up to my first event, met him straight away. And, I mean, I think that was your second event.
You would have been my second. Just mad to think.
And we found a whole crew. We're still like, I mean, we're still all friends.
It was great. Cause you were able to make proper connections.
I think we came in at a really good time because there was a bunch of us all new, all pups.
Yeah.
Or pup adjacent.
Yes.
We've just kind of clung to each other over the years and a couple of us set up this pup group and now we're running.
How can we find it? Is there a link? Is there a website? Is there Instagram?
Instagram for, I mean, there's so many groups. I feel like we need to do shout outs for them all. But Leathermen of Ireland are on Instagram.
Okay.
Pups of Ireland are on Instagram, both under those handles.
Okay.
Out in Kink is on Instagram. And then if you're not 100% looking for kind of men on men, there's also one called Nivnok, which is very queer. I mean, Oink is gender neutral as well, but it tends to be more men.
Okay.
And then, of course, if you're looking for pup events out in...
Kinky Pups for
Kinky
That's your
pups.
Own event.
I know, I got the name wrong.
And is that your at on Instagram?
My at on Instagram is Pup Astra, but you can find also
the
Kinky Pups.
Yeah.
Can I ask, what is it like being on the street, or is it a situation where you get changed when you get to venue?
I'm usually dressed before arrival, but it's so cold here, you have something on over.
You know
what I mean? Now, it depends on the weekend. Like if we're in Berlin at Folsom Street Fair, which is a massive kink event, for example, just leave your hotel in gear and you'll come home in gear.
I left our hotel this year at Folsom, in assless shorts, walked across the street. The police just took one look at me and then looked away. And I was Jesus, you couldn't do this in Dublin.
Chicago's,
you know what I mean?
Chicago's great.
For Pride, a lot of us would arrive dressed up for Pride. We wouldn't cover up. But I mean, partly because it's cold and partly because, you don't want to take any risks. You'll be covered up. But I would rarely get changed in a venue. Some venues do have changing spaces because not everybody can get changed at home if they're living with families.
Yes.
But it's just easier for me to change in my own house. I live with my partner and he's a puppy too.
So that makes sense. I have one more question though. Do you actually like dogs?
Great question.
You- Irony of my life. I'm allergic.
You're not.
No.
No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No
question.
call it my trauma.
how did you find out you were allergic to socks? I have to ask that question.
Oh God, I don't know. My parents told me. And I sneeze when they're around.
All breeds? Because isn't there like certain cats that people can like?
Hypoallergenic.
People say there's hypoallergenic pets. I've tested a bunch of hypoallergenic dogs. So I would actually love to have a little pup.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I've tested a bunch. Only one in my life, which was a cockapoo, was I not allergic to. And it was a fella I was hooking up with. But God, before my days in the king scene.
No.
I wish.
He could have been.
It was a fella I was hooking up with. And I was just out of my first serious breakup, my first serious boyfriend. He had this cockapoo and I just kept going back to his house for hookups so I could hang out with the dog. Oh.
That's cute.
But I've been allergic to other cockapoos, so I don't know.
That's wild. And what about you?
I'm one of these people who's like, I love dogs, but I would never trust myself to have a dog because of the amount, you know, just because, you know, like you got to keep something alive. It's like having a child. Yeah, and I would, you know, and where I am in my life right now, I'm like, I'm just looking after myself.
Astro doesn't need responsibility.
No, that is responsible by knowing that.
Yeah. I mean, like, as we said before, you're your mother in the community and I'm like the baby, you know what I mean? I'm the one who's like making all the mistakes, dangerous dudes.
You're the baby in our friend group. You're not the baby on the scene.
Not anymore.
What's funny though, I just have to say just from an outside, like I can actually sense that off the two of you.
Yeah,
I can feel that energy.
Me
off
too.
Like you're just much more kind of like reserved, and you're definitely more playful. I can actually sense that.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
Yeah. I have one last little notes question, which is tails. How do we decide about tails?
Yes. Did you bring tails?
I brought a tail.
Oh my god,
we have a tail.
That would have been a good. That would have been a good name for your autobiography.
Oh, he brought the show tail.
Tails all the time.
You can take that one.
Somebody needs to use that. Okay, so how do you decide on tails? Yes. What are the options for tails? Because I think tails are a big deal.
Oh, they are. I mean,
especially if you can get one that can be like super waggedy. Is it waggedy or waggedy?
Waggy, yeah. I mean, like after the hood, definitely the tail is kind of one of the things that really attracts the eye and like gets a lot of people excited for puppies.
Yeah.
But like,
I don't really fuck with tails.
You don't fuck with tails. Okay. But I mean, like,
they're really fucking annoying when you're walking past somebody in a bar and it's like,
Yeah. Oh no, that's the worst part is when you're standing at the bar in the George and you have some hen behind you tugging on it.
Oh, no.
Right.
Oh,
and this is a show tail, so this attaches onto Astra's belt.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, but some people have them insertable.
Inside.
Yes.
So if you're at a bar and somebody's just like, tug.
Yeah.
Not the most ideal situation.
No. Yeah.
I used to wear a tail and then just figured out I'm not the best bottom.
And also like just for example, like my dog Winnie, she's a bulldog, so her tail's like this size and she's like wags like this. It's
tiny. Holding up her baby finger.
It's like it's very non-tail. Mm-hmm. You know the way obviously some dogs have like big waggy tails, so is there like big tails that are longer?
I mean, like this is kind of as big as they'd get. Maybe a little bit longer.
No, I have a big one.
You have a big one?
Yeah, my
Oh, jeez, do you really?
Yeah.
And does that insert?
It does. So it's so long. You insert it and then there's like a cock ring that comes around the front.
Just for
it's like hangs off you like that much.
And can I ask this about like, you know, if you were to like run or commute for like, would it like,
oh yeah, it would fly about.
I'd just be afraid with that long when someone's going to stand on it.
They've really got into the design of them though. Like some of them you'll see where it doesn't actually look like a real dog tail anymore because you'll have the tail and then there's this kind of little bead at the top and they put that there as a weight so it's really waggy.
Oh my god.
It's interesting. They've really gotten to the science of it.
Yeah.
And how long would you stay in the costume for? Not costume, you know, like the gear.
Again, depends on the event.
Events where, like if you're at Folsom in Berlin or something, you could be in an outfit all day.
You could be morning to night. You could go to the hotel for a change.
Like peeing is not easy in certain outfits.
In
for
certain
us,
outfits.
Like, so
most of our gear will have zippers in the right places.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, there's another intended purpose for that gear. So you do want the access.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
That is handy. Yeah. Obviously, neither of you are furries, but there was furries around in Manchester. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'd really been around furries before, rather than just like hearing of it. Is there a furry scene here?
There is one in Ireland.
There's a big furry scene here.
Like, I mean, there's certain things that were adjacent into furries with it. I mean, the animal role play being kind of a center point, but other than that, they are like almost their own complete scene. There's a lot of people who are in the furry scene here in Ireland who do tread, and they go, they do interact with the puppy scene because it's a way for them to express their kinkier side in kind of a more compartmentalized way.
Yeah, and there's a lot of crossover. Like, we have pups who are furries.
Exactly. Yeah,
you can be both. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pick.
Yeah.
But the furry scene, if you want to call it that, doesn't really interact with the kink scene at the moment. In other scenes, like in other countries, you'll see a lot of crossover where they do.
Yeah.
If we have furries attending our events, generally they're not attending as their furry self. They're attending as their puppy self or their rubber self. So they could be a furry, but you wouldn't know.
What do you think the ideal temperature is for furries? Because I'm thinking like maybe 5 or 6 degrees.
Well, this is so fursuiting is probably the most expensive kink there ever will be. Do you know,
I'm also just thinking now, I'd say loads of furries get off watching The Masked Singer.
Oh my god!
I'd say that is like a really hot thing.
Wouldn't it?
Come here, can we do a shout out for your Instagrams? Just like if anyone wants to share their Instagram.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like that, if anyone is listening, is probably the best way to connect in with people.
If you want to find me, it's Pup Astra. It's Pup Astra on everything. Twitter, Recon, probably Grindr, but I'm not sure.
And his event is at the Kinky Pups.
Thanks.
And if you want to find our group at Pups of Ireland, that's the same for Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky, which I have not joined yet.
Okay.
And then myself is at Pup Rolo, PUPROLO on Twitter. And there's an underscore in the middle for Instagram. Yeah. Some real dog took my
Oh my god, guys, thank you so much. That was really interesting chat, and I'm sure our listeners are going to be enthralled as well. So thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
And we are back.
Girl, I'm just after getting a little message. Sasha Colby has just posted saying that her UK is
cancelled.
Tour dates are cancelled with Club Kids. But her manager is contacting me. Okay, so maybe we can try and still make Dublin. I'll find out more information.
I heard that conversation. I felt like he was just saying no. But I say he was going to say, what does she want to do? And if she says yeah, he was going to say that.
We'll have more information since, and we'll talk about it in the Patreon. Okay. So, yeah.
So we are going to do our rotters. Now, I collected a lot of rotters today.
Me too.
Today.
Yeah.
I know you're traveling, so you probably have loads of airport rotters.
No, I make a real attempt to stop those because I did so many.
You did.
For a while.
Airport, Victoria's rotted by airports, full stop.
Yeah.
Everything about them. Crash threshold, hates them.
Do you know what though? And I don't even have it that bad. Fucking, like, this is not an ad for Aer Lingus. The best thing for anyone that travels a lot is join Air Club. You get fast pass at security. You get into the lounge. All those little things that make everything so
is
much better.
Is it cost extra?
No, it's basically based upon how often you fly. So last year I got all of that. Plus I can take someone with me through fast pass security. I can take someone into the lounge for free. I can go and have lunch. You can have a drink for free.
You have to be kind of flying regularly either, don't you?
For that level, actually not too bad. I made it all the way to the end. I got five free international business upgrades as well. So Air Club, really do it.
Lovely.
Fucking hate Ryanair as well.
We'll be back with our Rotters of the Week. Ooh. Cue the music. So we are back and it's Rotter of the Week, but I think we should start off first with Rotter Words of the Week, because I feel like that always springs up. You have to kind of keep your wits about you with this one because they do pop up.
They do.
They're very regular. Have you got one for me?
The first is, I don't know if it's bants or banter, which rots me more.
Both.
But they both are pretty bad, but I think bants is worse.
Bants. Oh, having the bants.
Having the bants. Do you know what I mean?
I think banter is a bit... it's only a bit of banter.
It's only a bit of banter. Actually, that full sentence would annoy me. And it also is always like discounting how
someone feels.
Yeah, and someone maybe being rude. I'm only joking. It's only a bit of banter.
And bants is like, it's like someone posh going off. We have bants. Yeah. Come
they're
on
in
the
O'Neill's.
No.
And they're wearing dupes. Yeah. That's what I see when I hear bants. Yeah, still.
Let me see. So I hate the word hubby.
Oh, I hate the word hubby too.
Hubby.
The
hubby.
That's worse.
The hubby.
Yeah.
The hubby. I also hate the word snacks. I have some snacks here.
Okay. I'm going to add on to that one.
Snacks.
Will you grab a bit of munch?
Oh, munch. We had munch before. You said munch was one of your first ones. Yeah, okay. Munch was one of your first ones. I have that written down.
Just, you're going to the shop, you're buying a few snacks. Like, yeah, but like...
It's real. I've put out some snacks.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck off with your fucking snacks.
But I do love snacks.
Snacks, it's like... Oh, I just don't like it. I just don't like it.
There was a pub that our friend Dave used to work at, and they had a thing on the menu called a pick and plenty.
Mm. Oh,
and we fucking loved it. It was like a bit of everything. So a bit of goujons, a bit of cocktail sausages, a bit of onion rings, all on this one like smorgasbord thing.
Platter vibes.
And now we kind of still call pick and plenty for like when you have a bit of everything. And
that's okay. That's not snacks.
Oh, so tasty.
The other one I'm going to just finish with this is, and this is like, we're going to laugh when they hear this, is babies. But in a descriptive term.
Okay.
I have two babies at home. Your babies are 31 and 29. They are not fucking babies. You're like, oh, sure. I have the babies. Yeah. Your babies are 14 and 15 years old.
Yeah.
You do not have fucking babies. You are 60 years old. Uh-huh. If you had a baby, you'd be a modern fucking marvel of medicine. You have no fucking babies, bitch. So
yeah.
But anyone that's referring to their children as babies when they're full-blown adults, but cunty adults, it's just like, get a fucking grip. Yeah. They're not your babies.
It also makes me think that they're lazy children as well. Yep. So
no, wait, it's trying to just make, it's kind of like make the presence even younger. Oh, show the babies. Fuck off.
Even your body language, they're rotted me.
Rotted.
The babies.
Babies.
I'm going to get into my first rotter.
Yes, go ahead.
Celebs who sell alcohol that it's so obvious they don't even fucking drink alcohol. They might have like one glass of wine at Christmas.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. We're talking Jennifer Lopez. Girl, you look fucking brilliant. Yeah. You look great. It's very obvious you don't go out and sesh, right?
No.
So if you're shifting whatever it is that you're shifting, you're not drinking it. There's more chance that she's drinking her own perfume than there is a glass of like, you know, vodka, tequila,
that's true,
or wine.
Yeah.
Similarly, Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. Similarly, Kendall Jenner. Who else? Cameron Diaz, all these
selling
people
wine.
Selling booze. But we should be selling the booze.
Lindsay Lohan should be selling the booze.
Yeah, she should.
Like, the proper, like, big sesh.
She has babies, though.
Oh, the baby's at home.
She's got babies. Like, I'm just sick of this. Like you're not kidding me. No, no. I want to try it. I do want to try it. Like, okay, do we think Kylie drinks, though?
Yeah, I'd say Kylie likes a glass of wine.
I think she does.
Like, I wouldn't say she'd be a big drinker.
Melody, no.
I wouldn't say these people get drunk. Although I did see an old episode of the Kardashians before, and it was like some launch going on, and they were trying to force Kim to have cocktails.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't want it. And then they cut to where she's vomiting into the toilet at the end.
But I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Vomit.
Yeah.
Go for it.
They're not able for it.
Okay, go on.
My first one is particularly men, the same with men. Men who wear multiple rings.
Okay.
Usually silver rings.
Okay, go on.
I really don't like that.
So what is it about? Is it just give you an ick?
And I always just think as well, their hands just never seem clean.
Oh yeah, okay. I'm with you now.
And something about silver in particular is just like, I cannot stop looking at their hands. Like, just... And
you think it's dirt collecting?
Yeah, the jewelry, because they're not like cleaning it all the time. And I feel like, you know, there's certain people like the likes of like Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And kind of like, and then certain people like, I know. Just like,
I mean, straight away.
It's the multiple rings. It's like on different fingers.
No, I know, yeah.
And it just gives me the ick. Not for me.
Yeah.
No, it's so funny because I see like, I have lots of female friends. Lots of female friends have, I don't mind actually on women for some reason. I don't really mind women with lots of rings.
Yeah.
It's more men when it's like this, there's something just, I don't know, grimy or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I purposely said that.
You kind of like your men polished up though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, wash your hands, it's not fucking polishing. Do you know what
like,
I mean?
You definitely enjoy a man in a fresh pair of white socks and like gym gear. It looks like it's never been worn in an actual gym. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Okay. My next one is honestly socks and sliders in situations that they should just not be in. Homo Block on Saturday, people were in a warehouse where the floor is filthy and walking around in socks and sliders.
That socks and sliders are weird anyway.
I mean, it's just you're collecting dirt. You may as well be going around with fungal infection in your toes now because
yeah.
That is, and like, It's so try hard. Put on a pair of shoes. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I don't mind socks and sliders. Someone going around to the shop, I get it. Two lazies put on a pair of shoes. I get it. I've done it. I'm there. Or a nice outdoor slipper around to the shop. I won't hate you for that either.
Yeah.
But like, you're going out clubbing.
Yeah.
People are dropping drinks.
Pick your battles.
Yeah.
Pick your battles.
That's my next.
My next one is actually quite controversial because I know it's a life-saving device, but it's very fucking annoying. Seatbelts. Seatbelts in drag.
The worst.
I don't want to do it.
No. I don't want to do it. Don't make me do it.
It's like, it's
you're gonna
like,
get caught in my hair.
Oh, like I know. It is terrible. I know. Save your life. It was the one in the front that didn't damage. I know that.
Body to body.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, it's all, oh, I know this is terrible. And I really battled with writing this down because I know it's really wrong.
No, I get it. I try and do it.
But it's like, right, trying to put it in, it's like, and it's like beep, beep, beep. Yeah, your seatbelt. Yeah, I know. And you're like this, the thing pitch black in there. You've got like 5-inch long acrylic nails. Yeah. You're trying to find the fucking thing. You're like, then when you do get it in, you realize it's for the person who sits beside you. So you take it, you're trying to, you're like bending
and
around.
You've got nails on, by the way.
Yeah, that's why I said 5-inch nails.
Oh,
on.
Sorry, I didn't hear 5-inch.
You're like this, trying to like literally just like, oh my God. And then at one point I had to just hold it because the seatbelt was wrong. So I just had to hold it and stop the annoying noise.
Yeah.
So
add to that, we might be running a little bit late.
Yeah.
We don't really know where we're going.
Yeah. The flusterization.
We're sweating. 60 people are messaging at the same time asking where are you? Oh, it's the worst.
It's awful.
That's why sometimes I like when we get into the like old cars.
Yeah, they don't work. And they don't work.
And I sit there and I go, oh, thank God.
Or do you ever get into some of those van taxis and the seatbelt is like it's so stretched out. It just like somebody that was fucking 300 pounds was wearing it for you. So it's like, they don't care if it's around you or not.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do some quick ones that I just want gone. Anywhere that is card only is currently a rotter. I was given cash at the weekend for like a job and I was like, right, it's sterling, I can't fucking bring it home. Loads of places card only.
I know.
I was like, I can't bring this home, I need to shift it.
Well,
of course I did manage to shift it eventually, but like there was other places that I wanted to like get rid of it. Okay. And then I just hate Halloween. I really hate it. And fireworks, it was Guy Fawkes night last night in the UK. They were going off again. I thought we were done with the fireworks. Mm-hmm. I just keep thinking the poor animals. And then the last
speaking of the Halloween, one of my last orders there, I have to say is, so I obviously turned off all my lights. I was like,
good for you.
So, but then I went because I was just doing my washing. So I put on the light and that light was on for 5 minutes. There was this.
Hello.
Really low down on the door. You know, like, so I fucking opened the door real quick and was like, trick or treat. And I was like, oh. And she was really
sweet.
Cute. She was sweet, whatever. Yeah. But I was like, so I was like, oh fuck. I was like, no, I was like, went in. I was like, I think it's like true fucking bar of like a penguin or something. I sent her on her way. And I was like, little fucking bitch.
She got my snack.
And then like people who say, oh, were you never a child? You were never a child. I was like, I was never that child. I was like, so anyone who says, oh, you were never a child, you know, when you'd be giving out, because I hate kids anyway, you'd be giving out to the fucking bastards. And you'd be like, oh, you swear you were never a child. Oh, bitch, I was a child.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. I just
don't remind me.
Personal space. I'm going to finish on that. I don't even want to talk about it, but like, let's all be aware of people's personal space. Like, if you're in a club and you keep stepping back on me, I have this want to push.
Yeah.
And then I can't fight. Like I can't own it. No. So
you need to do the wall when that happens. You need to become the wall.
Well, I stuck my phone out so that it would start digging into their back. But then like,
no, you spread out. Your arms go out like Stretch Armstrong. Yeah. Like you're going to put your hands on your hips, but you spread everything out. You literally become the wall and you push. That's what you do. You make your space so big that they're like, oh fuck. Like that's, you have to make yourself so big. But it does work. It's like you're inflating in front of them. I love doing that. Well,
Davina came with Krispy Kreme donuts today, so I'm inflating anyway.
Yeah.
Right, that is it for this week. We'll be over on our Patreon if you want another episode. And shout out to Nicole, by the way. Lovely Nicole.
Oh, Nicole. Nicole Page.
Who had a little op this week. So I hope you're recovering well.
Big shout out.
Yeah, big shout out. But until next time,
stay petty.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.